Hello everybody, I'm Robert Reddin from ArticleMarketingTips.biz. Today I'm answering a question from one of my students. And her question is, why don't article directories allow pictures? Well, that's a very good question. And there are several reasons why nearly all directories don't allow pictures. There is one article directory that does, though. And in addition, ArticleGalaxy.info, my article directory, allows QR codes of up to 175 by 175 pixels in your resource box. So let's take a look, in no particular order, at some of the reasons why almost all article directories don't allow pictures. Well, the first one is the medium. Article directories are primarily a print medium. They deal in the printed word, and they supply content to the cyber equivalent of printed magazines. Not all article directories accept articles in HTML format. Content submitted to those that do not has to be in plain text format, and that format does not support images. Furthermore, many article directories send out articles to their subscribers by plain text email, and as I mentioned a moment ago, that format does not support images. Number two, technical issues. Images take up a lot of space, and that has a big impact on the amount of bandwidth needed for the article directory's website to work properly. That increases their costs substantially. Furthermore, article directory scripts do not have a facility for authors to adjust the size of an image. The third reason is legal issues. Now, where do authors get images they might want to use? Well, there are two main sources. The first is their own images, that is, images they created themselves, photographs or other images. And the second is from the internet, and this is by far and away the most common source. And there are plenty of websites selling stock images. Note that I said selling stock images. If you buy an image from any of these sites, you are given a license to use it in your content. The terms of the license might vary between these sites, so it is prudent to check it out before buying. Some sites allow free use of their images provided a credit is given on the same page where the image is displayed. That is not possible for two reasons on article directories. One, because of the limitation on HTML links in the body of the article. Most directories, including Article Galaxy, do not allow any self-serving links in the body of your article. And secondly, because your resource box is not on the same page as where the image is displayed, so you would be in breach of the terms of the license to use that image. Well, how about Google Images? This is a collection of images from websites. The problem for article directory editors is that there is no way of telling which, if any, are royalty-free and can be used legitimately. Many of the images displayed on Google Images are clearly copyrighted and so cannot be used without the copyright owner's consent. Here's the problem that I have seen from my experience editing an article directory. Not all authors abide by the rules. In fact, it seems that most of them do not. I've seen articles with copyright images. How do I know? Because the copyright warning is on the image. It would not be there if the image was being used legitimately. Heck, I've even seen plenty of examples where the image still has its alt text and image name of the website or company from which it was copied. Now, how dumb is that? I've seen images bearing the stock photo site's watermark. That means the image has been copied and used illegally. Article directories cannot allow illegal publication of copyright material on their website. It's against the law of nearly all, if not all, countries to do so. Furthermore, the copyright owner can take legal action against the owner and publisher of the article directory for breach of copyright. The fourth reason is image size and relevance. Many of the images that I have seen are disproportionately large compared to the amount of text. That is distracting to the reader. A distracted reader will not be interested in your article long enough to get to the resource box. If the reader leaves your article before reaching your resource box, your article is a failure and you have wasted your time and effort. Many of the images I have seen in articles submitted to me for review are just not relevant to the subject matter of the article. That too is distracting to the reader. I repeat, a distracted reader will not be interested in your article long enough to get to your resource box. If the reader leaves your article before reaching your resource box, your article is a failure and you have wasted your time and effort. Why then is the appearance of your article important to the article directories? The article directory may not charge you for being a member, but there is no such thing as a free lunch. Most article directories are businesses. They are intended to make money for their owners. They do this by selling articles to e-zines and third-party publishers and/or monetizing their website. To make money, The article directory needs a lot of visitors. They will not get those visitors if the article directory has a reputation for publishing content that is of no use to the e-zine owners or other webmasters. No money will be made from monetization either if there are no visitors to the website. Let me pull all that together. Article directories are primarily a text-based medium. Understand and respect that fact. There is a place for images in a blog post or if you publish your article on your own website. Otherwise, if you want to link your article to an image, the way to do that is to use an image sharing site such as Pinterest, or to convert your article into a video and submit it to a video sharing site such as YouTube. I'm Robert Reddin from ArticleMarketingTips.biz. Thanks for listening.